It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. As the city of Detroit swiftly works its way through bankruptcy court, there are some bright spots on the horizon. The state of Michigan, foundations, and corporations are contributing millions of dollars to shore up city pensions and protect art held by the Detroit Institute of Arts. Mayor Mike Duggan is making strides to alleviate blight across the city. But even in a best-case scenario, what are the systemic issues the city will continue to face even after the bankruptcy proceedings have wrapped up? Joining us now is Michigan State University economist Eric Scorsone. Eric, welcome back.
Good to be here.
So getting the city's debt issues resolved isn't going to fix every problem Detroit faces, and you see some key systemic issues that require long-term solutions if the city is going to completely recover. So let's start with the high level of chronic unemployment. What is the state of Detroit's labor market?
Well, it's very challenged. I mean, like the country as a whole, the unemployment rate, especially the long-term unemployed, is still quite high. There has been some recovery, but you know, we're still looking at a double-digit unemployment rate for the city. And we have to keep in mind the context. A lot of the big differences in the Detroit labor market are non-residents, for example, who work in Detroit earn a lot more than residents who work in Detroit, for example. So there's some real challenges about upgrading skill levels of Detroit residents. There's a challenge of creating the jobs then that they can work in. And I think that's going to be a long-term challenge, as it is for the United States as a whole. And I don't think, certainly the mayor by himself won't be able to do all of those things. It's going to require cooperation from many agencies and nonprofits even.
There is a focus on demolishing vacant buildings across the city, and we know that's a major undertaking. But what about the housing market in Detroit? How stable is it, and what kinds of long-term challenges are we looking at there?
Right. I think there's some progress being made in downtown and midtown Detroit and a few of the neighborhoods, but we have to remember it's still a lot of land area that has to be covered, and many of those neighborhoods are still unstable, are going to require a lot more work. I mean, blight removal by itself is important, but that won't necessarily stabilize housing markets generally. It's going to require a sense of, do we take some land permanently out through easements or green space? You know, because ultimately the population of the city will, you know, if it stabilizes where it is today, that would probably be very good, honestly. So that's going to be much lower than it was at its, you know, peak. And so I think there's going to have to be major changes beyond just blight removal in terms of permanently taking some land that was, you know, devoted for housing in the past out completely and thinking about how to stabilize some of the neighborhoods where, you know, there are big problems still in many parts of the city.
So, Eric, for city and state leaders and even residents, what are some of the key steps they can take right now to address some of these long-term issues?
I would focus on a couple key priority areas in city services to make sure that residents feel they're getting a value for a dollar because of the tax levels being quite high, so that we can get the population stabilized. I think if Detroit went into the 2020 census and the population didn't fall a lot more, was in the 600,000, 650 range, that would be very successful, I think. And I think that's going to require, you know, keep working on the lighting system, the trash pickup, improving some roads where you can. That certainly won't be all of them, but some of the key ones at least. You know, and then saying, and then putting in place a plan to say 10 or 15 years from now, we'll address some of those other issues. And that's, I think, the best you can do, because you can't fix all these problems in even the next 3 to 5 years.
Eric Scorsone is an economist with Michigan State University. Eric, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.